tired. Is there anybody in here that's tired? Amen? Serving God, love Jesus, want to go, want to do, want to be a part of, filled with the Holy Spirit, but you're tired. Man. Well, maybe we can take a different approach at this. Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained. Do y'all see that? Immediately Jesus forced. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Y'all see that? Were they tired? Were they tired? I don't believe they're half as tired as they're going to be. But I believe they're tired. I believe they're tired right here. But there's a lot of good things been going on. A lot of crazy things going on. A lot of hard things going on. And when they had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain and apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. That's Jesus. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. These guys got forced out into the boat. They were a part of the miracle that Jesus performed with the multitude. Man, I love this story. Part of it, part of handing it out, part of engineering it. Then at the end of it, everybody's happy, full, and sent away. Disciples are like, all right, Jesus, that was great. Y'all going to have to get with me right here, because it's like we just fed 5,000, not counting women and children. Whew. That's good, ain't it? But praise God, what happened before that? They were a part of Jesus casting out demons and devils before that. You don't think that's tiring? You know what they were doing before that? They were on vacation. Is that tiring? Now, some of you that you're not experts in vacation, like I am, some vacations are amazing and some are not even vacations. The disciples and the apostles went out with Jesus to get away from the struggle, from the pain, from the heartache, and I'll get onto that in a minute. They left the crowds to get away with Jesus, but then Jesus, being Jesus, let another crowd show up. They got their vacation interrupted. I know all about that. Amen. I know. And if you're a worker, if you've been in any kind of service of God, or just alive, you go on vacation. You know what the first order of vacation should be? Everything that you have that connects you to the world should stay somewhere else. Amen? And everybody should just have to deal. I'm preaching right here better than you're letting on. This is not a message you're going to get up and run and shout. You're not going to go, oh man, I think I got Holy Ghost bumps. You should, if you're going to be on vacation, you should tell everybody you know that knows you're going on vacation, act like as if I'm dead and you can't get a hold of me, because if I don't get a vacation, I will be. I hope you get that. If you don't come apart, you're going to come apart. And they're going to have to find somebody else to do everything you have to do when you're on vacation. All right? Why are they on vacation? Anybody, did you ever thought about this? I'm telling you, some of y'all, I hope none of you know this stuff. But do you know they were on vacation because they were grieving? John the Baptist had been beheaded, and Jesus said, let's leave. Because they had went and got the body, the disciples, the apostles. A lot of the disciples were John's disciples. They just, when Jesus came along, they followed him. You know what? Everybody grieves differently. God, everybody grieves differently. Everybody grieves on a different time pattern. Sometimes you don't even grieve until months and maybe even years later. Can I preach to you the way I want to preach to you right here? Sometimes you don't even grieve in the first few months. It's almost a relief and you feel bad. It's almost like, oh man, well the drama, the chaos, the struggle's over, and man, I shouldn't feel like I got a weight lifted off of me, but I do, and I should be weeping, maybe I should be crying, maybe I should be more depressed. And maybe some of the people with John the Baptist were like, man, we're following Jesus now, and he's the Messiah, and we know, but should I be, I feel torn, should I be sad about John the Baptist? Or should I be happy about it? God, are you getting this? Because this is good stuff. This got me when I started studying. Because sometimes we as believers don't know how to act. That's our problem. We're acting instead of trusting God. Sometimes you just got to say, this is just how I feel. This is just what I'm doing. I'm trusting God right now, and I'm happy. Because you know what? I've had a little experience in this now. You've got... Grieving comes in waves. You'll be 6 months down the road, and all of a sudden you'll be driving down the road by yourself, and all of a sudden tears are flowing down your eyes because you've seen something that reminds you of your mom. You'll hear somebody say something, and you'll think, my dad. You'll see somebody. That will mess you up. You'll catch a glimpse of somebody and you'll go, oh, my gosh. I thought that was my mom. Amen? There's these men, I hate to tell you, these men right here are spiritual giants in our mind, but God has run them through a ringer of life to bring forth His glory, and He doesn't care that they're tired. Whew. Because He knows He's sufficient. He knows He's sufficient. Every time they get real tired and they're real miserable and the crowd gets to them, because sometimes you can think, well, maybe I can serve my way out of this feeling. Amen? Some of you are going to come to this church and you're going to try to, well, I'll just outwork everybody. That'll solve the problem. I wonder which one. I wonder if it's John the Revelator. I wonder if it was Thomas. I wish one of them was just handing out fishes and loaves like it wasn't nobody's business. Hurry up, old man. Hurry up, Peter. You're going to get left behind. We're going to lap you. You're not serving fast enough. Maybe there was something in there. I'm tired. And maybe the right in the midst of the miracle, maybe right in the midst of that miracle, maybe some of them says, I know this is a miracle and we're handling a miracle, but my gosh, this is hard. I've preached messages and prayed for people and loved on people and encouraged people and come home to a fight or a mess or trouble with my kids or my family. Oh my God. And yet, there's somebody over here eating a fish sandwich that's going, wow. And they're looking at you going, wow, mister, you're awesome. Thanks for the fish sandwich. I was starving to death. Amen? Do y'all know this? Can I share this last part right here with you about this part? This one idea, the day was far spent when they asked them to send their people away. Do y'all remember that? The day is far spent. Wait a minute. They left grieving. They left the funeral. They went over and they got separated. And they're sitting under Jesus' teaching. Dan, I would have loved. They're just sitting there like eating. Like, oh man, we're just getting away. We're getting away. It's a retreat. Praise God. Disciple retreat 2022. And all of a sudden, one of them says, hey, I think there's a crowd coming. There's a crowd coming. This ain't supposed to be crowd 2022. This is not population, Jesus. That was yesterday. This is 2022 leadership retreat. We're supposed to be up here just chilling with Jesus until we get built back up to go back out. Jesus says, there looks like there's some that's got disease, and some of them are demon-possessed, and some of them are lame. And Charlie, I know there was one in the crowd, and I could feel, well, I don't really care. I'm tired. Jesus, I'm still broken about John the Baptist who died. He was a friend of mine. I loved him. He taught me a lot of stuff. He encouraged me. And I was just shifting gears, sitting here hearing you teach, just us. Now you want us to get started again? And then all of a sudden, Jesus spent the whole day casting out devils. Golly, I hope y'all are getting this. I hope this is sinking in. Because sometimes you can be so spiritual that you'll lie about how you feel about people sometimes. I mean, all of a sudden you'll see all these lame people, and the people who got the devils kicked out of them, and they're going by, and they're looking, brother, God, this is Jesus, awesome, you're Jesus. They're like, yeah, he is awesome, but we just got through doing the funeral, and then they come up here, and we got a vacation, and really in a vacation, because Jesus took us to a desert place, and this really ain't the kind of place that a wonderful vacation in the first place. Jesus will take you on the weirdest vacations. And then, in the middle of the vacation, you show up with all your problems. And I'm glad he's fixing your problems, but I don't know if he's really fixed me all the way yet. Man, I don't know if this is helping y'all. I feel like I'm pouring myself out. Maybe we should not record this. This is going out over the World Wide Web. This needs to be like a little vent session for Kevin here. I'm sure y'all don't ever get tired. Then all of a sudden, hey, Jesus, listen. Ed, I'd never seen that before. The day is far spent. They hadn't even started feeding fish yet. Gary, they hadn't even got, I mean, they went to Jesus thinking, all right, he's going to send these jokers back over they came from, and we'll get busy. We'll sit out here and hang out a little bit longer, whatever we're going to do. But he's got to get rid of them. It's almost quitting time, Gary. I mean, let's bunk out, Jesus, for the night. Jesus says, no, just have them all sit down in order. What? What? I don't know about you, but I know you never get tired when you're serving God. I know it's huge fun all the time. I would love to take about half of you on two of the ministry trips I went on. I would. I would love to go. I would love to take you down to Selma and have you set up a blow-up house 14 times in 99-degree heat. Amen? I would like to take you to do some yard work out in Utah with their yard. I would love for you and us to get out in there so spiritual, digging up weeds around a tractor that had a bush hog attached to it. Literally, we were sweating in 120-degree heat, pulling up weeds. And I just happened to look up and I said, you know what we're weeding around? A tractor with a bush hog. Why don't we just get the keys? You won't sound spiritual in some places when you're actually serving God to max capacity. I mean, people are getting delivered, people are getting saved, people are getting help, and praise God, sometimes you can get plumb mad. Anybody else, does anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, we can be all like, oh, praise God, hallelujah, shout to glory. That's true, but sometimes you get tired. And I'm glad God put this in here for us to know his leaders do get tired, but he's good anyway. Charlie, day's far spent. Send these people away. No, have them sit down in order. Okay, well, here's what we got. We got 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Okay, all right. He takes them and blesses them. But then you know what he does? Okay, Jesus, have each family come up and get their fish and go sit down. Let's make it a line, a buffet, Golden Corral style. Amen? Y'all know what Golden Corral is, right? No. That ain't how it's going to work. What I'm going to do is when I break it, I want you to take it. 15,000, 20,000 people. Gosh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I wish y'all get to this. They're walking. And the people are blown away. But it ain't even over yet. That was when the night was far spent. Now they fed the 15, the 20,000. And Jesus says, see y'all, disciples and apostles are like, get in the boat. The tax collectors, the doubters, the people who weren't raised on the sea, all jumped in a boat like, all right, we're going on a boat ride. As long as we got Captain Jesus with us, we're good. Anybody else? As long as we got Captain Jesus with us, we're good. All of a sudden, Jesus is, all right, the rest of you get in the boat. It says constrained. That means he had to convince them. And there's no other option for you. Get in the boat and you're going to the other side. The ones that have been raised on the sea, the ones that knew something about it. Jesus, I know you're God. All them yahoos who are fat and happy, they're all walking away on the regular dry land, and we are about to go into a storm. I can tell that is a bad, bad storm, and we do not need to be on the seas at this hour. And can I tell you something, Jesus? Can we just be real honest? Because I know you can read my heart. I'm tired. We're tired. Can I go a little deeper? I told you I wanted y'all to think right here. Can y'all think? Let's not just get in our emotions and our feelings about how they felt. Do you know every person on that boat's different? Every experience they had's different. Everybody in this room's different. How you was raised, how your parents raised you, how the lack of having your parents raised you. And I mean, all kinds of things have come about in your life, and they make you deal with how you deal when you get tired. Whew. Some of y'all been married for a while. It'd be all right if you helped me. Amen? I'm serious, y'all are super spiritual, but some of you, praise God, when you married them, you're like, oh yeah, till death do us part, till, oh, sickness and health, oh, you are the one, I got you, baby, you are beautiful, especially in that dress, and that spray on tan, and I'm glad you worked out, I'm glad you put in the effort, but you didn't know she snored. Amen? You didn't know that. You didn't know that she snored. You didn't know that she had nightmares. You didn't know she had night terrors. Amen? You didn't know when she got tired, she got mad. You notice I've done she every single time. I got mine. I know mine. You know what the first symptom of Kevin being tired is? I got a little touch of it going on right now. He's making a run for it. Thing three got away. Sorry, I had to. When I get tired, first symptom I've got, I start getting a little angry. My words get a little bit sharper. Amen? I can't help it. I mean, I get frustrated real quick. And she says the most awesome thing to me every time I get there. I'll say something. She'll say, you need to go take a nap or something. You mind your own business. But I'm telling you, everybody in here handles tired different. That's my first level of tired. There are more levels, and they don't get better, they get worse. Amen? And it probably came from how I was raised. It probably comes out from all my experiences in life. I've went to the military. I've got different ideas, different thoughts. I think of different things. And when I'm tired and I have to do something, it turns into a mission mode. And I start barking orders instead of asking how people feel. I don't say like, hey, we're going to try to do this, this, and this. I say, get up, get your clothes on, let's go, we're leaving. Amen? Do you understand that's all 12 apostles and the disciples that were following? None of those people in there got tired. None of them were the same. And they're all in a confined, small area. And they're all going through a storm. So if you thought Christianity was going to be everybody's happy all the time and everybody's personality is going to go good together and you ain't never going to get tired, you ain't never going to get fed up, then you didn't get what we got. Amen? You have Jesus. And that was the other part I left out. You thought Jesus was going to be on the boat. Long as I got Captain Jesus on board and I can see him, feel him, and experience him, then I can believe it's going to be all right. Right? All right, we're shelving off. All right, Jesus, get on in the boat with us. No, y'all are going across, and I'm going some to do something else. That's great, Jesus. That's just great. Well, I'm going to be up here praying for you. But I like Jesus praying. I do. I like Jesus being my advocate. But I would like to have that 13th man rowing Jesus. Amen. I would like to have Jesus in the boat going, let's turn around. Let me calm this storm. I'll be up here praying for you. I'll be up here, and I'm going to let you go through. Man, have you ever been through some stuff, and you're sitting there going, is this necessary? I mean, God has compressed everything. And you know what he's doing with all this? And I'm just being honest with you. He's getting you out of you. He's getting you out of you. All he's doing is working all that you out of you. Amen? He's wanting you to draw closer to him, and he's trying to get all that anger, all that frustration, all that old man, all that old raising, all that old thinking. He said, I want it out. Because some of y'all are still trying to live life like how you was raised instead of trusting Jesus for a future. Verse 24 is the best one. Why did you notice every time Jesus got them into some real tired situations, a miracle happened? Watch this right here. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Donnie, I figured something else right there. It's smart. I'm smart on this right here. I'm not smart on anything else. When I looked at that scripture right there, I figured it out. Do you know what the wind wants them to do? Contrary. Think about it. You know what the wind wants them to do? Gary's got it. Go back. I'm about done, I promise. This is about the last point. Y'all good? Let's help you. What do you want them to do? What win? What was against them? I'm tired. And they got to a point in the storm. What did the wind want? Let me explain it this way. If they had just turned the boat around 180 degrees, guess what they'd been doing, Charlie? They'd been motorboating it. You know what? I guarantee you, every man in that boat thought the same thing. We could go back. I mean, we know where the shore is. Last time we seen Jesus, I mean, I don't think he'll mind. I mean, he was right there on the shoreline. I mean, we can start compromising. It's not what Jesus said last. It's kind of what we can mold and make, and you know, while we're tired and frustrated and aggravated, when somebody's got on our mind, when somebody's getting on our nerves, when somebody's bothering us, when we're really getting grinded out, we can just say, you know what? It sounds real spiritual. Let's go back to where Jesus did the last miracle and go down there and hang out until he shows up. But the problem is, that's not what he said. He said, go to the other side. Amen? I know this for a fact. Ever since I've been saved, I've been tired, I've been miserable, I've been aggravated, I've been frustrated. But guess what I have figured out? Every time you push through that, you run into a bigger level of God, bigger relationship level with God, and you run into a bigger miracle with God. Amen? But let me tell you something I have experienced. Every time I have turned, because the wind has been adversary to me, every time I have turned back and went back to something that I wanted to do because I didn't like going through it with God, it has never worked out. There is nothing you can go back to. Amen? There's nothing you can go back to that God's going to be all right with. There's not another form of life. There's not an easier way. There is just trusting in Jesus and what he said. Amen? That's it. Guys, I've been tired. I get tired. But you know what I never get tired of? Jesus. And when I come to the end of myself and I don't think I got 1 ounce left, I come to the end of myself and when I cry out to God, you know what he does? Good. I'm right here. I wanted you to go through that to get rid of some of you and to put more of me in. Tired's good on you.
Amen. Because you know what happens when you get tired? When you grieved real hard? When you exhaust yourself and you get everything out. Praise God. Get everything. When you dump it all out, God can fill it back in, and you're so tired, you can't fight Him. You can't. God's like, now let me put back in you what needs to be in you. And the next time you come through those same situations, praise God, you're a little bit sweeter, you're a little bit kinder, you're a little bit more forgiving, you're a little bit more help. Praise God. I'm being honest. I'm better than I was 10 years ago. I'm better than I was 5 years ago. Praise God, I'm getting better as a believer, because guess what? When God wears me out and lets me get tired and I get out of my end of myself, there He is, just like the woman at the well. He's sitting there going, I'm at the end, and you got an empty vessel. I'll fill it back up. Guys, I covered a lot of stuff, gave you a lot of information. But the reason I did this tonight is I want you, as leaders of this church, and you're a lot of the folks in this room right now, you're core people in this church. You're going to show up a lot of times when nobody else is going to show up. You're going to get tired. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to come to the end of yourself. You know what you got to keep doing? Trusting in what Jesus said, and take the next step and the next step and the next step until you see the miracle, or until Jesus shows up again. Amen? I'd love to go on and preach the rest of that message, but let's all stand. I told you it'd be abbreviated tonight, and here's what I want to do for you. If you want to go home, you can go home. But if you want to go across the street and see how many people Johnny's put in jail, you can do that.